You seem to write a lot about nature and inland Florida. Is that your favorite thing to write about, or is that the only thing you're writing about?
I have never been able to settle down on one subject. So yes, I'm writing about that, but I'm also writing about the North Yorkshire Moors, which is where I spend a couple months every year.
I saw that you wrote a book about cemeteries, 15 Florida cemeteries.
Yes, I did.
Now, why? Yeah.
Well, because people know nothing about Florida history, and people like cemeteries. And history can be boring, but it isn't boring when you realize it's stories. And what is more interesting than the vertical history represented in cemeteries? I started Key West, worked up to Pensacola, and every cemetery I went has a spotlight essay. So there's a ghost dog, there is a murder mystery, there is a man who dug up the woman he was in love with and lived with her for 7 years, and he would float her in a tank in the daytime, and then he would take her out at night and coat her with wax again. There's some strange stories in here. And I wanted to write about circuses, so I met the Flying Willendas, and that was pretty thrilling. All kinds of things in that book.
What do you have plans for next?
Well, I have two things. I have a manuscript of poems about insects, because we don't think about what's in the air around us and what's on the ground under our feet. We don't look, and we're not curious. And insects are important. So that's one. And the other is a retranslation of Baudelaire.
And what's it being translated from?
French.
Do you speak French?
I read French. I speak some French.
How hard of a job is this to do?
It's really strange. I was challenged to do it by a heavily intellectual Frenchman I know who was very disdainful of lots of things. So he gave it to me to do because he didn't think I could do it. And he loves the translations, much to all our surprise, and mine especially. So I did a whole book manuscript. It's not a complete book manuscript, it's selections. It's prose poetry and part of the Fleur de Mal.
Which so, means what?
Flowers of Evil.
The next poem you're going to read from the Book of the Everglades has a subtitle called Prayer for the Everglades. Why did you write it?
I really wrote it as a prayer for the Everglades, as a matter of fact, pretty literally. And that's about all I can say. I think that's what's going to save the Everglades, if anything is. So you want me to do it for you?
I do.
Oh, good. Prayer for the Everglades. A gumbo limbo swoons in the arms of an oak. A royal palm, smooth as sunless skin, rises against blue. In this whole untouched world, there seems only wind, the grass, and us. Now silent lines of wood storks appear, their white wings edged black. Here is a mathematical question for your evenings. How many moments like this make a life? But if it were not true, what if the glades were a dream, written on the walls of caves, so that anthropologists peering into the darkness could say only, it must have been lovely then, when grass flowed under the sun like a young woman's falling hair? What if none of it were true? What if you and I walked all our afternoons under smoke and never saw beyond? What if the tiny algae that velvet the water, the gators that pile like lizards on the banks, the ibis with her sweet curved bill? What if the turtles that plop off their logs like little jokes? What if the sheltering mangrove? Oh, what if? Look up, friend, and take my hand. What if the wood storks were gone?
Thank you so much.
It was my big pleasure.